Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. I'm Leona Abraham Window again. Invite anyone from the audience, or anyone at all listening, or anyone at all in the communities, the prisons, or wherever, to call in and state your concerns about the injustices in America. I look at the cultures in that area, and I look at the police officers. They're looking to have the police officer fired that worked for the school. But I noticed in the news he was actually trying to communicate with the mass shooter. He was negotiating. But everyone points fingers when things like this happen. They point fingers. They don't want to take responsibility. We live in a community. We live in a culture in this country of a lot of cowards in uniforms, a lot of cowards in the government positions. Unfortunately, there are good ones, but unfortunately, they don't really talk about their corrupt peers. They don't talk about the poor cops. They don't talk about the poor COs or the poor officials. They hold it in. They get disgusted. I think that's why you find out a lot of these people commit suicide in law enforcement, in the penal system. I believe that it bothers them to see some of the things that they have seen that we probably would never believe could happen by people in uniform. I've heard so many in the past 25 plus years that I've been advocating for the incarcerated. I have seen and learned so much about all the injustices that go on in the country. They're so gross. Some of them are so, you would not even believe it. I remember one time going to Pennsylvania to SCI Smithfield. We had a protest there. There was a protest because some prisoners were being held in solitary confinement and they were being abused and they were begging for help from ACLU, from the senators in the Pennsylvania area. They were crying out for help. And every place we called, we weren't getting any help for them. And that goes on even today. Some prisoners, they don't get a chance to defend themselves. And the longer they go without help, the more disciplinary reports are filed on them. The more abuses and violations are happening. And that's the same thing. It's the same thing in law enforcement. The longer things go undealt with, the more people are killed, murdered. And we have a society that looks at the incarcerated population as hardcore criminals. Even the media is hardcore criminals. But they don't look at the people in uniform. What is it about the uniforms that the media doesn't want to talk about? What is it about the uniforms that everybody is respecting when they know so much violence is going on, unnecessary killings, unnecessary beatings? These children at their school, 19 children and two teachers, and they said there was over 377 police officers that responded to that call. 19 children, some of them on the phone with the dispatcher at the police station begging for somebody to go in, while all the time the police officers were outside the door. I don't understand. You know, when I get calls to donate to police nowadays, I just hang up. I don't understand how they have the audacity to call people and ask for donations or contributions. They don't have a conscience. We have some barbaric people. But I often wonder, too, are these people being cloned? Because we have a government that has held so many secrets classified from all of us throughout the years. that we don't know. We don't know if they have cloned people. But I do know that they have found and shot down or brought down UFOs. They have shown in some of these documentaries that people, unless they watch these things all the time, unless they search, they don't hear about it. There was one nurse one time when the UFO was shot down, and somebody in the military, when they got to the scene, they were told not to say anything, and they had this creature, this alien, and it was really small. They took it to the lab, I guess, and a nurse was saying how she walked in on it. Well, they were doing some kind of work on that creature. There's so many secrets. People don't understand. And now the government is actually seeing UFOs. They're actually reporting them. You know, when they start reporting things, then we know that we're getting too close to something that's going to be exposed. And they want to expose it before the people in this country find out. I'm telling you, people are just so unaware of so much that's going on. So much. And people in the military also have been told not to speak out when the public should know all things. It's unbelievable. It's like we talk about global warming. And as they said in the Bible, in all Bibles, even the Muslims, the Jewish, all Bibles, in the beginning when the flood was over, people laughed at Noah when he was building an ark because it was going to be a flood, and they're telling him, they're laughing at him because there was no rain back then. Everything was coming up from the ground, the mist. But after the flood, God told Noah that there would never be a flood again. And every time we see a rainbow, that's a reminder that there will never be a flood again. But he said total destruction will come by fire. Now, all of you know, if you're listening to the news today, or even if you're outside, or even if you're going out, everybody knows it's not just the United States. They're talking about the entire world right now under a heat crisis so bad. And they say the people of Europe are not prepared because their homes are not built for air conditioning. They're built for warmth. We've got a major disaster going on right before our eyes with this global warming in the hundreds. Even where I live, it was never in the hundreds. It was never in the 90s, the high 90s. But these are the things that are happening. People, I don't know, there's so much going on, it's almost difficult to focus on one issue. But again, my issue of is the injustices going on in the penal system. And there are a lot of injustices going on. But I'm also looking at a lot of lawyers, too, that are too afraid to go up against the Department of Corrections in any state because they have such a powerful union. But yet taxpayers continuously pay these taxes to fund the DOC around the nation. After the death, I believe it was, of George Floyd, there was a lot of talk about defunding police, defunding law enforcement agencies, defunding the Department of Corrections, defunding, defunding, defunding. But that's what it is talk. And that's what the problem is in this country. Every positive possible changes that could be happening, as it is in other countries, every possible good thing that could be happening, as soon as our legislative members get some flack from some of their constituents, they're ready to give it up. Does that mean that they are really concerned about prison reform or criminal justice reform? No. It means that they want to see it happen because they know it's the right thing to do, but they don't want to lose their constituents. It's like serving, again, it's like serving two masters. How many incarcerated people throughout the years have committed suicide because they can't cope with what's happening to them. The impossible. But it's not the impossible, it's happening. But in the minds of the people on the outside, they think this can't be happening because nobody in uniform is that bad. Oh, believe me, people in uniform are that bad. I recommend defunding. There was a time when they were talking about civilians doing road services, when they're doing construction on the road, instead of paying all this money to these police officers to be on detail, and they're getting paid big, big time. Just like those who are in maximum security prisons, they get paid more than others in other areas. I don't know if people knew it, but if you get involved with a lot of prisoners around the country, you're going to find out. This is why they have these maximum secure prisons. This is why they keep it going, because they're getting big money. But there was a time when they were looking at the state governments were looking at the possibility of having civilians do road duty, to be on detail when they're doing construction, to direct the traffic. But as soon as they thought about it and talked about it, law enforcement officials jumped right on it to stop it, saying that wasn't the job for civilians, it was a job for the police. No matter where you turn, whether it be the penal system, behind the prisons, whether it's in the communities with law enforcement, they all want to keep this money in their grips. You know, they say money is the root of all evil. And for legislative members, for law enforcement, for all government officials, they want the money. They're going to get it. Because people, I'm sorry, but you're not doing anything to stop it or to make changes. So they're going to get all this money. But as it says, money is the root of all evil. So all this money that they're getting is going to be cursed. It's going to be cursed. It's going to be cursed in their pockets. It's going to be cursed in their homes with their families. It's going to be cursed. For everybody that wants all this possession of money, which is idol worshiping, because there's so many people in the community, in society, even nonprofits that start out doing good until they see all this money coming in, and all of a sudden, their focus is on themselves. And that was a true example right here in Massachusetts, an organization. And the couple, the husband and wife, who started this nonprofit, were pocketing the money. They were going on vacation. They were doing all these things instead of using the money for the organization, which was founded, which was a national organization. But this area was one of the chapters. I'm going to put this on hold so all of you can think about what I'm saying. There are people who are crying out for help all the time, every second of the day, whether it be behind the prison walls, in the communities, wherever. And anybody that has any kind of ability to help in any way, to make phone calls on their behalf, to write letters on their behalf, to write them letters, to support them in some way, can be preventing a lot of suicides and even homicides. But yet we live in a society in this country that everybody is so quiet, you can hear a pin drop. Everybody's talking about problems behind each other's back. You know, I can't understand this country. I can't understand how people can just sit back and allow these things to happen. Maybe it hasn't happened to you yet. And if it did, it would be people out there that are not getting the help that would be the first ones there to help. And that's a fact. You think you have a family? You think you have friends? I guarantee. And I will pay $1,000 when it happens. When you fall, or when your loved one, one of your children or somebody falls and does something and ends up in prison for life or life without parole, you're going to see who your friends are. You're going to see who your families are. because it's happened to a lot of us around the country, where we've done so much for family and friends, only to find them turn their back completely when something happens. It's okay to take from others, but it's not okay to give to others in times of need. But I find strangers, like the Good Samaritan in the Bible, I find strangers quicker to be out there helping and talking about the situation and trying to make changes. Strangers. And this country always talked about going to other countries, how dangerous it was. I did not find one country that I was in out of 11 countries. I did not find one that was worse than this country. The people were hospitable. They were polite. They were quiet. They were laid back. In this country, it's all about stress, anger, frustration, corruption, deception, lies. And that's why we have mass incarceration. And yet we have legislative members. We have leaders in this country that completely ignore it. They completely ignore the successes of other countries. And they try to talk about other countries because they want to take the focus off of this country. Sometimes I look for people who have been working in the Department of Corrections or working in the law enforcement to come forward. And some have, after they've left, they have, because they've written books. They've written books about what's going on in the prison. It's like our media, and it's like our movie producers. They don't go to visit these people. They don't find out what caused their crime. They don't look at the other side. Everybody focuses on the one person, the one being that commits a crime. They never look at the other side to find out if they had any part in making these people commit their crimes. But yet the movie producers, not even going into prisons, but watching it on TV, getting all this information about these people, making movies about them. If that's what this country wants, violence, to watch violence, that's what they're going to get. They're going to get violence in the communities. They're going to get violence on TV. They're going to get violence everywhere. The media focus on all the violence going on in all these countries. Well, they talk at this end, they talk about frogs and dogs and cats and lizards and sports. Sports should be on another station because not everybody wants to hear news about sports. There was a time when they had a station, stations just for sports alone. They had stations just for children. They had stations just for animals and leopards and all of these things. They cluster them all together now. They put them all on one half-hour news. And every time the news comes on, it's repetitive. Repetitive news. News that no one wants to hear about. Again, like I say, the movie producers, they pick up on all this stuff. And they make movies about it. Violent movies. Vampire. Halloween's another thing. Yes, when I was a kid, I used to also celebrate Halloween. But I've learned throughout the years, Halloween is evil. When you watch it on TV, when you go to houses, you're bringing evil to the homes. You're bringing evil in the homes. For people that are psychologically disturbed, or even our addicted ones, to be seeing this all the time, what do you think is going to happen when they have one of those breakdown episodes or when they're on something high? It's in their minds because that's all they see and hear about is violence, violence, violence. What kind of people live in America? If they're not cloned, if many of them aren't cloned, they sure in hell were brought up in a way that I would never want to be brought up. And that's why we have so many people who are suffering. As Jesus said in the Bible, that's the way they treated the Christ Jesus, the Most High. He was beaten. He was thrown in prison. He was judged by society. Everything they do today, they did with him. So when this day comes, when the day comes, when this world is to be destroyed, and we are all before a maker, who do you think is going to be held accountable? All these producers that love the violence to make money, all these people that are so focused on wealth that they deprive the lower class, the middle class. They keep the prisons full so they can make their money. They can drown in their money because that's what's going to happen. But this is what the show has been all about. It's been all about giving people in society who say they don't have a voice, or the loved ones who have loved ones in prison that say their loved ones don't have a voice. This radio show is for you to speak on their behalf, or for them to speak on their behalf if possible. But if you can't do that, then the show is not for you. You have an outlet. You have a way and a manner and a way where you can, a means, they have a voice for you, for your loved ones, for those that you don't even know. So the way I look at it, I am going to start using the show for just people who are interested in coming on, and I will schedule it in advance. I don't want people to call in and complain. They can't call in when you have an opportunity to complain yourself. The brave ones, the courageous ones, the ones that are concerned, the ones that have a heart, the ones that are merciful, the ones that don't judge because they know they too are sinners. Those are the ones that come on because we're all sinners. But in the Bible in Ephesians, when it says we are not wrestling against flesh and blood, we are wrestling against powers and principalities, rulers of darkness in high places in this world. I'm going to ask you, who are the rulers of darkness in this world? Who are the ones that are most high in this world? Below God himself, or Allah, as they say too. But who in this country, in this world, are in high places? The government. The government is in high places. So it says we're not wrestling against powers, and we're not wrestling against flesh and blood. We're wrestling against powers and principalities, rulers of darkness in high places in this world. And that's what it is. Some are serving or trying to serve two masters, but there's nothing possible. You can't do it. So if they're trying to serve two masters, most likely what they're doing is the corruption. They're doing the wrong thing. Because there's only one of each, good or evil. And God has his lambs amongst the wolves. God has his lambs amongst the wolves, in the prison walls as well as in the communities. I don't know what else to say other than global warming is happening, and it was said that the next world destruction would be by fire. We have the heat so hot throughout the world today as I speak, and it's supposed to be like this all week. We have all these countries coming together. They're taking sides now. Those who are taking sides with Ukraine, those who are taking sides with Russia, and those who are really going against the United States. Preparation. Nuclear weapons. So not only are we dealing with the heat beyond the norm, but we're also looking at the possibility in a short time of nuclear wars, World War III. If that happens, people talk about what's going to be coming 10 years from now, what the world's going to be like, what this is going to be like in 10 years, what the economy is going to be like in 10 years. People wake up. There's nothing that's going to be around in 10 years. Nothing. It will be something if this country and this world is still in existence in the next couple of years. Because if this heat right now is so hot around the world, can you imagine Can you imagine what it's going to be like in another year? And this is another thing. Global warming control. The very people that are concerned about the global warming are people with wealth that have taken all these trips up to space. They're having a good time, 10 minutes worth of joy, and how much pollution in the process. So much pollution in the process. So we know what's going to cause this global warming, what's going to cause the world's destruction by fire, as it was predicted thousands of years ago in Genesis. The world, the second destruction will come by fire. And you know something, right now, they said it would be worse than Sodom and Gomorrah when it happens. And that's exactly what would be happening. Fire is definitely going to be worse than Sodom and Gomorrah. But I'm going to go back to the prisons, because these are the people that have no control over their lives. Children, babies, and young, middle-aged, and elderly men and women behind prison walls. No control over what's happening in their lives. I don't know. I feel bad. I feel bad for this country. They don't love it anymore. I have no use for the United States of America. And they said, give me my son and let me leave. This country has become a haven for corruption. It has become a haven for racism, hatred, retaliation, vengeance. And all the people with that kind of hate, they have to be cloned. Because I can't imagine any parent or parents raising their children to have that kind of hate for someone that's different. Or just having that kind of hate. If any of you on the outside, if any of you are products of that kind of bringing up, the only thing I can say to you is try to break the cycle. Try to break the cycle, because if you don't, your time's going to be wasted teaching your children how to hate, rather than spending your time, all of your time, holding your children, loving them, and showing them what true love and compassion, mercy and understanding and forgiveness is all about. Even children who grew up in the streets without parents or without a parent, even a lot of them, even though they get frustrated and they go off to do crime, there's still a lot of them that all they need is the love from members of society to show them some support, knowing that they've been raised in such a painful environment. However, I often hear on the news about these very same people that grew up on the street. I hear on the news about a lot of them who have actually helped others. But yet they're not noticed. They're not discussed about being heroic, like somebody in uniform that's getting paid to do the heroic thing that they talk about. But the ones that are not in uniform, that are out there saving other people or helping other people, there's little mentioned about them. It's amazing. It really is amazing. But I'm going to say one thing. I have said this every single week, every single Tuesday, that everyone has had an opportunity to come on and speak. They could have the show. I will put myself on mute and let all of you talk about whatever you want to talk about without interference. But everything that I have discussed is every issue, are all the issues that are going on in this country. And it's time for me not to keep repeating myself, because if you haven't gotten the idea by now, you never will. And I could be wasting my time on something more productive, like helping these people that we're helping already, and maybe helping others. time I come on this show, I'm taking time away from something I could be doing to help others in other ways. So for an audience that just wants to listen, that isn't doing anything, that don't care, that's judgmental, that's trying to push all the blame on somebody else for the crimes that are committed or for the deaths of children at a school, or politicians or people in the NRA that are trying to keep these guns, the assault weapons out there for these mass murderers who are now becoming juveniles under the age of 18 out there shooting up people like it's a game. These are people with money who have children probably. They want to allow their children to have that ability to walk around with assault weapons, thinking if anything goes wrong, I'm their daddy. I can protect them. I've got this power. Well, daddy, you have that power. And you keep raising your children to hate. And you keep raising your children to go out there with assault weapons and shoot people up. And you keep gaining all this wealth to give to your children so they don't have to work a day in their lives. So they don't know what it is to work a day of their lives. They don't know what it is for the average citizen to be out there struggling. For the poor people to be without homes, being shelters on the streets, being shot down by law enforcement or others with weapons of mass destruction. So keep the cycle going. Keep the cycle going, because there's going to be a time when all of this is over with. As I say all the time, it's all over with. You can't take the money with you when you go. Your children will most likely spend it all partying, because that's what most of them end up doing when their parents are too busy socializing with their wealthy peers, leaving their kids unsupervised. And the kids are out there doing all this dirt, going to other people, going to the average citizens, going to those who are struggling to do their work or to succeed in college, to succeed at whatever they're doing, to become somebody. While the wealthy, their children are out there trying to exploit those who are less fortunate, bragging about their parents being on yachts, having money, connections. Narcissistic people, crazy families, sick people that just don't know how to break the cycle. So they keep doing the same dirt they were raised to do all their lives. And all of us are looking at these people in prison being stereotyped as all criminals, hardcore criminals, when many of them have stumbled because of someone's wealth, of someone's narcissistic bringing up. But some of them just in prison for being in the wrong place at the wrong time. It's terrible. But again, as I say, I have so many things that I can be doing right now than talking to a deaf audience or talking to an audience that just doesn't care about someone else because they're too self-centered. And those of you who are listening and don't know what to say, if you're an advocate, you should have plenty to say. If you're not an advocate, maybe you need to become one. Maybe you need to do some research on how the drugs are being brought into the penal system. Do the research. God's caught smuggling drugs into the penal system. God's indicted, or COs of contracted agencies with the Department of Corrections. COs, like WellPath, CEO, the macho, the honcho man, the big man, indicted for fraud and corruption. This is what the Department of Corrections hires, people that are corrupt. You know why? Because they're hiring people just like themselves. People that will do what they want them to do. If a prisoner goes to them and needs some surgery, and they're being targeted, prison officials do a job on them. And the medical provider, because they're now contracted, they're also pretty much considered employees, they'll do a job on them. Prison is afraid to go to these medical providers that are contracted with the Department of Correction if they're depressed or if they have a headache, because they say they put them on so much medication that these incarcerated individuals walk around like zombies, making themselves vulnerable to others. And look at Lowell Prison, female prison in Florida, all those women who were sexually assaulted, who were raped by prison guards. People, taxpayers in this country, they don't have a clue what they're doing. They're paying for the entertainment of people in uniform, like the gladiators in the back, in the way, way back when. The gladiators who used to pit people against one another, have them fight to the death. This is what I don't understand. Would you like to put your children out there? Would you like to have them go into these places and see what it's all about or be a part of it? Sometimes people can't get, they cannot get indicted or get in prison, go to prison because their parents are big shits and big shots. But sometimes the crime they commit is so bad that they have to do something. I remember there was a time when this girl, this woman, and her husband, they were drinking. The woman stabbed her husband to death 17 times. The woman's father was an attorney. The woman, by the courts, the court had sent the woman for psychiatric evaluation. The media put in the paper that the woman's father came, the woman came from a long line of lawyers and judges. You can't even type the name of the woman on the internet because you will not find her. Her father, who was a lawyer, is no longer in one area. He's now living in New York, practicing in New York. He was from the Cape, Cape Cod. And the daughter, his daughter, you don't hear anything about her. That happened a few months before another case where an individual had a nervous breakdown and fired one fatal shot, shooting someone, unfortunately a case of mistaken identity. But everyone knew prior to that incident, a lot of people knew that that young man was suffering from severe depression. They not only put all this in the paper about him, they put all this information about his parent, they put all, right down to the name of the street, the address. But this young lady that did the same, worse, a few months later, they didn't even mention the location, the address, or anything other than the father was a big-time lawyer. And she came from a long line of lawyers and judges. This is where the inequity comes from. You have money, you have power, you have fame, you have something. You get away with murder, or your loved one gets away with murder. But of the average citizens, people that commit crimes a lot of times when they have no control over what's happening to them, either from severe depression, from severe addictions, which many are addicted because they're trying to hide the trauma they went through. But this is what we're living in America. So if anyone, anytime, wants to talk about any of this that they've seen, heard, or went through, let me know. Otherwise, if you think that siding with the real criminals, those on the outside, covering up, and judging people they do not know and refusing to help others. If that's the culture you want to be in, I say welcome to it. Welcome to it. Enjoy yourself with them. Because some of us have no time for corruption. Some of us have no time for lies and deceit. We've lost our loved ones to Lyme, and it continues to this day. It continues to this day. Even lawyers are lying and deceiving. There's lawyers that are siding with both, taking the money from those that are working, they're working with, and taking from those who they are working against. There are prime examples of those things happening and those things that have happened. And these lawyers that represent their clients and their clients go to prison getting a life sentence, and it turns out to be wrongful conviction. And when that person, another lawyer, gets that wrongfully convicted individual out of prison, then you see that lawyer that represented him when he went to prison for life with his arms around that individual, like they've been buddies for years. And that same lawyer ripped off other people of $5,000 just to visit a prisoner one time, bringing a young, vulnerable lawyer with him to take notes. We have lawyers like that around this country too, but I know one right here in Boston, and I talk about him all the time, and his name is Norman Zellkind. The one in Washington State, Elizabeth Kelly. There's lawyers who deserve to be exposed, and those two are definitely two lawyers that need to be exposed. And I welcome any of you on the outside who have had bad experience with lawyers to come on and talk about it. I know there's been a lot of talk about a lawyer in Pennsylvania who works for both the prison and her clients. She draws them in like she's fishing. And after she charges them a lot of money to represent them, she ends up having them settle for minor, for a little bit of money, and she keeps that as well. Because in her clause, her agreement clause, she has it. And sometimes people don't look at their agreements that thoroughly because they trust. They trust the attorney that's representing them. Only to find out now there are so many people in society that don't trust lawyers anymore. And that is sad. These people that have been ripped off by that lawyer in Pennsylvania, they had an opportunity to come on the show because they've been going back and forth for some time. They've been talking about other people that she has ripped off, even an airline stewardess. They have talked about after she sues the department, after she gets all this money from the client and she gets all this money from whatever the award is for representing them, then she goes after them to sue them. It's ironic how these people can get away with things like this, but they do. I don't understand it. Complaints filed with the American Bar Association or the Massachusetts Bar Association or the Washington State or Ohio or New York Bar Association, and they get away with it. So we can't even trust the American Bar Association. We can't even trust the American Psychological Association or Psychiatric Association. They're getting all this money for research. What are they doing with this research? They see the prisons are full with mentally ill and with addicted, and yet you don't hear anybody from the American Psychological Association come forward to say that this is not right, to say that we need to do something about the rehabilitation of these incarcerated individuals, that we need to stop filling the prisons with mentally ill and addicted. Where's the American Psychological Association? I have no respect for them as well. And the NAACP, advocating for the incarcerated, now it's all about children and school. Everybody wants to pick the easy way of making money. Do the least to make the most. We'll have a country that focuses all on the children. If that's the case, don't put anything on your website about advocating for civil rights violations. Don't put anything on your website about advocating for the wrongfully convicted or first-time offenders. or criminals, don't put it on your, if you're going to be focusing on trying to get money, exploiting children, then do that. But don't try to make it look like you're doing both to get money from both areas when you're only focusing on one area. People are getting money because they see on their websites, they have on their websites all these things that they are doing. And then they apply for these grants and funders without thinking a lot of times, because these people are on the website and the media and everything, they think that they're doing these, actually doing this. And they're getting funding when there's a lot of organizations out there doing it, not getting any funding and doing all the work. And unfortunately, a lot of these organizations don't have the lawyers that they have in these organizations getting all this money. So I just want to put that out there for everybody who seems to sometimes look up to. When in the media, they're out there publicizing their organization. On their website, they're publicizing. But when you see these coalitions with all these people, these lawyers, participating in these coalitions, it only takes one person to represent an organization. When you see all these people, lawyers, in one coalition, and then you see them denying people help because they don't have the manpower, that's where the manpower is. It's in the media. It's in these coalitions voting, or it's in these coalitions making recommendations about who's going to do this and who's going to do that. Anybody can do that, but not everybody can do the legal end. Not everyone can go into the courts. Not everyone can represent those who are being violated. But again, we live in a society, again, so different from other countries. So different. A society that wants to keep up with their peers, that wants to be like them, that are afraid to say that they're wrong, even though they might know their peers are wrong. They're afraid to speak up because they want to be looked up to. Sometimes you can say what's on your mind and be looked up to because you're speaking truth. You're not a coward. And that's what we have in this country, a lot of cowards afraid to speak out. We see with this January 6th meeting, now all of these people that once would not speak out against the former president are now all speaking out. But they were all so afraid at that time to speak out. And some of them probably still don't want to speak out, but they know if they don't, apparently they're going to be subpoenaed and there's going to be consequences. But I'm not going to get into that because I don't take sides with parties. I don't take sides with these politicians, these political candidates for presidency. Like I said, there's good and bad in every organization. There's a lot of good politicians, there's a lot of good legislative members. And there's a lot of bad ones, just like with the COs and the prison officials and the law enforcement, lawyers, wherever you go, there's good and bad in all of them. I choose to talk about the good ones rather than the bad ones. But again, this show is not about talking about the good ones. It's about exposing. It's about bringing awareness of the injustices, of the corruption in this country, of the lies and the deception that we get not only from our government, but from people out in the communities that have caused others to fall, that have caused others to stumble. So again, I'm going to be closing this show. I'm going to be wishing all of you the best in hopefully bringing awareness or learning, becoming aware, and doing something about it. Not just listening, but being a part of the resolution. Because as they always say, the government is not for the people. The government is the people. And the people need to speak out if they want to see changes. Or a handful of people in the government are going to be controlling the entire country. And we see, even in the Democratic Party now, we see Manchin and we see Sinema holding up the works for all the opportunities for the citizens of the country. I often wonder when I hear these two going against their own party, really, on every issue that they try to get past. I wonder whose side these two are on. We have a lot of, in this country, we have a lot of things going on that someday soon will be exposed, because we know it's not right. We know there's a lot of things that are unexplained, that can't be explained or have not been explained. While other countries are looking at the United States of America, shaking their heads and laughing, we are here thinking that America is still the best. You want to make America great again? Start speaking out. Start bringing all the injustices to its end. Start exposing. Start making recommendations. Start talking about things that you think can help make things better. And for those of you who are listening from other countries, I want to thank you for listening, and I want to congratulate you for having your prisons free of mass incarceration. I want to thank you for treating your prisoners humane, for calling them by their name and not their numbers, by providing decent facilities for them to be serving their time, for providing them with programs that make sense, and not denying any, and not targeting any prisoners. You have it right when you compare your countries with the United States of America. You have it right because we do have mass incarceration, and we do have prisons for profit, and we do have narcissistic people causing failures, and we do have greedy and corrupt and lying and deceitful people running this country. So I thank you for being on with us. I thank you for listening in. Blame you one bit for laughing, for finding humor in the operations that go on in this country. When we see the population go down to 1 million, even 1 million, when we see 1.3 million people released, then we can say that something positive is coming of all of this. But until that happens, this country, I'm sorry to say, is a failure. It's a failure. We have almost as many people behind those prison walls as out in the communities. And it's going to continue to get worse as long as we have these people with these hard hearts, with these cold attitudes, with these greedy attitudes, with their attitudes for fame and power. So again, I thank you from the outside, from other countries, and people on the inside of this country, citizens of this country, who are really trying to do something, who are trying to make change, who are writing their politicians, who are making phone calls, emailing, who are writing and supporting these prisoners, these incarcerated men and women, sending letters of support, praying for them. I thank you for that. So we are now going to end this episode, and I thank you once again, everyone, for being on with us, and those of you who are actually doing something and not just sitting back, gossiping, talking about nothing, having nothing to say, nothing to do, and nowhere to go, because that's where you're going is nowhere if you're not going to be doing something positive for God's sake. And we do have a higher power that we should be respecting a lot more than our peers. So good luck to all.